to VPR Classical's Student Composer Showcase, our monthly feature on a student composer in our region, produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online mentoring program. This September, we'll meet Anna Scopitone, who is entering senior year at Montpelier High School. To start, I asked Anna what a typical week's activities look like.
I horseback ride, I take viola lessons, I'm in the school musical. I do a lot of babysitting. I work at a therapeutic riding clinic for kids with autism and other disabilities. Oh, I'm in my school orchestra and I'm in my community orchestra, Green Mountain Youth Symphony. So I do a lot of music, a lot of other things, just basically all the time.
So how does writing music fit into this incredible busyness of your life?
We are actually really lucky at Montpelier because we take time in orchestra class, usually once a week, and we compose. The entire class, all nine of us, we sit down and get our laptops and we all compose. And we are incredibly lucky to have such an incredible composer and mentor, Eric Nielsen, comes in and mentors us. And the other kids at Music Comp don't really get that all the time. So Montpelier is really lucky because he comes in and once a week and listens to our music and says, what if you put that in different time signature? What if you made that sharp a flat? How would that sound? And so we're really lucky we get to do it in school. And then whenever I just have extra time, I'll just do some outside of school as well.
So when you think about writing music, your music is very story driven. How do you go about writing a piece? Where do you start?
I've always been a really dramatic person. Story's always been a really big part of my life. And so when I'm writing a piece of music, I want it to tell a story to me, but I also want anyone else to be able to hear a different story, however they choose to interpret it. My first piece that Music Comp played, Sibling Rivalry, I really wanted a not traditional story, but I also wanted to have traditional aspects. I didn't want it to be about the boy defeats the dragon, gets the girl. I didn't want it to be that kind of story. I wanted it to be about family. And even though siblings argue and get into fights like me and my sisters did all the time, we still like have such a strong bond and we still love each other so much. So in the end, the king, when they get into a battle, the brother gets injured and ultimately dies. And it becomes an issue of self-loathing almost, like the king that killed his brother and he has to deal with this for the rest of his life. He doesn't care about the girl anymore. He cares about his brother and what's happened between them.
Is there anything else that you would want people who were listening to your pieces to take away from them? What would your ideal be for someone who was coming in to experience your music?
I think that the thing I really want people to take away from hearing my music is that there's kind of, in most of my pieces, there's an aspect of frustration, because writing music is such a release, but it also can be frustrating to have something that doesn't quite work out or something you want to express but you don't know how. And I also just put in my frustration, I put this feeling that I'm so frustrated about music programs in our country that have just been getting such funding cuts. My own school, Montpelier, we've had like 5 different school board meetings with the community about cutting the music programs and making them smaller. And every time I go and I fight for the arts, but it just gets so hard because music is, when they think of budget cuts, music is the first thing to go. And so I put that frustration about that issue into my music. And I really want people to take away that the arts are important and music is so important in kids' lives, because you see a kid who gets bad grades in math, gets bad grades in history, and then they go in music and they compose something or they play an instrument and they just can let out all that frustration and just become much more peaceful. And I think that music is so important in schools, and I hope that everyone who hears my music can think about how important music is to me and how important music is to our students and our community as a whole.
That's Montpelier High School senior Anna Scopitone, September's featured student composer. Let's listen to Anna's piece expressing her frustration over a cold Vermont winter in Verno.